So welcome back to this final session. And in this final session, each one of the 3 months, we've looked at contemplation. Last month, we looked at self-inquiry. And this month, we're going to look at meditation. So just a few things about meditation before we get into it. And that is just returning back to the simplicity of whichever way we access what is real. So in our meditation, we're going to be, our attention is going to move from the noumenon, the real self, away from that at some point to some phenomenon. And there's nothing that we can do about that. So if we're listening to the silence, we can then, at some point, we can recognize, before we get into it, that the attention is going to wander to some thought, some sensation in the body, some noise in your environment, some emotion that comes up, some energy that's moving, a nice blissful state or peace, fear, something like that. So if we accept right now that that's going to happen in the meditation and that it's okay, that it's not our job to keep our attention 100% of the time on that silence, then we can go into it with a more realistic expectation. And instead of shutting ourselves, we can just be with what is right now. And when we notice our attention has moved away to some phenomenon, some object, we can simply bring it back to the silence. And that's a very different way to meditate because it doesn't have any expectations. And you can achieve this right now. It doesn't matter if your attention wanders 100 times in the time that we're going to meditate or none at all. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't class that one where attention doesn't wander at all as more successful a meditation. And if your attention wanders 100 times, it doesn't matter to me at all. I'm not looking at those as a measure of success or failure. Simply, when you notice your attention's moved, just bringing it back, that's all. And when you notice, naturally it's going to come back anyway. So going into this meditation, letting go of trying to get to some impossible state where you 100% of the time have your attention on what is real and permanent. Doing that meditation can become a lot more fun and a lot simpler and a lot easier. So we'll go into a meditation. We'll meditate for maybe 25, 30 minutes and just going into it, let it be what it is. It's enough that you're noticing what is real. That's bringing more light, more energy, more passion and purpose and clarity into the body anyway, every time you notice what's real. And that's all we're doing in the process of meditation. So just noticing where your attention is. If it's wandered over there, you bring it back. No big deal, no blaming, no trying to reach this impossible standard that we think somehow the Buddha managed, where attention never wandered ever again. It just doesn't exist. So can we just set that down before we go into this? So we're just going to start by getting comfy wherever you are, wherever you're sitting, making sure you're relatively comfy. And you can close your eyes if you want to. You don't have to, you can leave them open too. Whatever's more comfortable for you. And just going to begin by noticing the silence in the middle of these words. So in the absence of the sound, the silence may be more noticeable. But as we begin to notice the silence, listening to the silence, you might be able to notice it even when the words are there. And it's okay if you can't do that right now. Just listening to the silence. There is in the background of everything. So right now there's these words There is raindrops falling on my window, making a lovely sound as the wind outside. And there is this silence in which it's all appearing. So just listening to the silence. And when we start to listen to thoughts again, or a sensation, or a sound, it's okay. Just when you're ready, when you notice, bring your attention back to the silence that's here. Attention will wander at first. And for a long time, it'll wander. Let's allow that to happen without any shoulds or shouldn'ts. Just listening to the silence. Naturally, when we listen to the silence, our body begins to relax. And if you find yourself listening to some thoughts, it's okay. Or to a feeling, a restlessness, some emotion. Just bringing attention back, listening to the silence when you can. This is already a successful meditation. From time to time, there might be sounds in your environment, inner sound of thoughts, emotions, states coming and going. And if you find yourself listening to them, it's okay. It's coming back to the silence that's always available. When we listen to the silence, we hear the sounds too. They're not in conflict. They're just happening. sounds appearing in the silence. Sounds contrasting and complementing the silence, making it easier for us to recognize the silence. With the passing phenomena coming and going, thoughts, memories, desires, emotions, energy. It's easier to recognize that which is always here. There is a deep silence present in every moment. A quiet contentment. Nothing can disturb this silence. Sounds come and go in it. It's always here. Just gently checking where your attention is. What are you listening to? in listening to the silence. I also hear the sounds, and I don't have to choose one or the other. I don't have to choose. Just bringing attention back to this silence. Even in the middle of a lot of noise of thoughts or external noise, silence is still here. It's not replaced by sound. It is that space in which sound is happening. Allowing the silence to envelop yourself, your body, your mind. So in a few moments, we'll be bringing this meditation to a close. And if you want to continue sitting, then enjoy. And if you move about and your body begins to engage in activity, you can also notice the silence is still here in the midst of the sound, the movement. The stillness is still here. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.